Today is Wednesday, March 24th, and you are listening to Default Daily. Yeah, what's up? This is Decoder, and you are on the new phone number, 206-736-1234, and this is Default Daily, the telephonic version. And I'm joined here with a good friend of Default. Introduce yourself, man.
White Sword.
Oh, yeah. White Sword.
And?
Oh, we got an extra guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it on.
Oh, you came on?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, alright, so that intro of KMFDM, what the hell is this song, Blood, is going to have a fucking little ringtone in it. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, but this is fucking Default, and in case you want to get in contact with me personally, my voicemail number is 206-333-1942, and if you want to hear the Laser Freak directory of other fucking things you could find here on the Laser Freak voicemail system, you could call up 206-888-3334, 206-888-3334, and big fucking shouts to Strom Carlson for making those flyers, if anybody saw them, they're pretty funny.
I haven't seen them yet.
You haven't seen the flyer?
No.
Alright, well, and yeah, like I said, what the hell is today again? The 24th of March.
Wednesday.
So I don't know, what do you guys got going on?
Not much, man.
Not fucking much.
Just reading some stuff on Bluetooth, that's about it.
You're gonna start fucking doing some snarfing or what?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much, I'm just setting up my Tron packet, that's about it.
Oh, the Tron packet? Tell everybody what you're gonna do with that.
I just send out, your phone's been hacked by Tron, go to my website, cellularsecrets.com or .net.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm sure Tron will really appreciate that, since you know he's an avid listener of both the telephonic Default and the Default radio on DAP Hack Radio.
That's right. Way to go, Tron.
So what's up, Kevin? Yeah,
not much, just installing some hardware.
Yeah, I know how that feels, man. I break a lot of shit.
I like rubbing my feet on the carpet and shit.
Yeah, right.
Every feel like
I'm joking. I'm running around in like warm-ups and some static pants.
Damn.
Grabbing the motherboard and shit. So if anybody wants to buy a dual processor motherboard, let me.
Yeah, right. Only $100. Buy it now.
Only slight electrical damage.
Slight damage. Slightly used. Not perfect condition.
No.
But, you know, I wanted to say one thing about this Default Daily telephonic whatever it is. This is getting, like, to be a real pain in the ass. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's getting to be a fucking pain in the ass.
How so?
I don't mean to sound like a, what am I sounding like? I don't mean to sound like an idiot, but it's just getting to be a pain in the ass to have to do this every day.
Yeah, but you know you like it.
I know. Of course I do, but you know what I'm saying? Just sometimes, I don't know, it just seems like a pain in the goddamned ass.
Well, you're the one that took on the project.
I know. You know, and to tell you the truth, I was just so fucking amazed by the fact that you could record these greetings as long as you fucking wanted. Like, I had to do something with it, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't, there was nothing I could think of, and I was like, well, we talked about the fucking Default Daily jokingly months ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good idea, that'll last about a week. And so far it's surpassed that week mark. No, actually, it will. It's almost a week. It's like a week today. I should quit.
Every day.
Every fucking day. Man. Like, yesterday's fucking episode, I was, like, getting dressed, putting my shoes on, walking out the door the whole time, the whole episode.
Sounds like me.
Like, the full 10 minutes of it. And then when I hung up, I literally just, like, slammed the door and left.
Well, I like the idea, because I'm using it for some other stuff. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, once again, big shouts to Punchdown, because that dude has been setting up all the shit from phone trips, all the Mark Bonet and Evan Dorbo recordings, and a bunch of other recordings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know my quote about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, of course, Not Theory got his asterisk box playing fucking RFA and Binrev and Evan Dorbell is How I Became a Phone Freak Part 1.
Yeah, and that's cool. I like his stuff.
And he also has a DTMF decoder on there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's cool. That's always handy.
Yeah, if you press 8 from the menu, you get the DTMF decoding.
Now just need to read an A&I back.
What happened?
Is it doing A&I? Like, if I call it up to...
Yeah, it's an A&I as well. If you call the one that passes A&I, yeah, it's an A&I.
Cool.
I forgot the number that doesn't pass A&I. The one that does pass A&I is 810-223-0003. But I forgot the number that doesn't pass A&I. It's somewhere. It's on the forums, or it's up on, I think, in the news section on Old School Freak, so... There you fucking go.
Cool, I'm just bookmark that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's about it. That's the show for today, I think. No, I don't know. Is there anything else? Shit. I'm, like, lost here.
That's with my Engage, not the Engage code when I call the customer service.
Oh, well, fucking shit. You want to talk about it?
Well, it's just only two codes. Like, to view the version of your Engage software or and to format your Engage.
Go for it.
If *#7370# will format your Engage.
Say that one more time.
*#7370# will format it. And if you do *#0000#, it'll tell you the version of your Engage software.
All right, so you got some shit right there. How many zeros is that? ** what?
*4.
Okay, *#0000#.
Yeah,
no, I missed one. Whoops.
Yeah,
whatever.
I posted it in Freaks and Geeks.
Nice. Very nice.
Let's see how that format goes.
Right.
I had to do it today because my radio app kept on messing up. And good thing I had a memory card because I just backed up all my info on all my porn and stuff and reformatted and set everything back on there. Now it's good to go.
Do you use that thing as a phone or just plug in that?
Yeah, mine plugs into the computer. But yeah, I can do it from the phone.
No, I mean, do you use it as a phone?
Yeah, I use it as everything, man. I play Tony Hawk when I'm talking on the bridge or watching music videos, whatever, because I can download all that kind of crap on there.
Does it have speakerphone built in?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like I'm getting a replacement.
Like the phone, man. It's a good phone. The only thing is they won't send me no upgrades. They said I have to send it in for upgrades. So I'm going to see if I can find some upgrades and see what kind of feature it gives me with the upgrade in the phone.
You're going to send it in?
No, I'm going to see if I can find it. See if I can look on.
Oh, they want you to send it in for upgrades.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Whitesword. What is this liquid-cooled, over-driven Engage you've got here?
Well, that's like I had to take it into the AT&T shop, and I had the little boob shower that said, I love Whitesword. And I forgot how to take my background off, and I just handed it to her. I said, it doesn't work. And she got all, like, a big blush, and I was like, oh, sorry. She's like, I'll fix it.
Whitesword is all about porn.
Exactly, man.
If anyone doesn't know, Whitesword actually works in the pornography industry.
Yep.
He's in a lot of movies. Yeah, he's in a lot of movies.
Starting Whitesword Incorporated porn.
Yep. It's mostly, when you do movies, you only do it with other guys, right?
Yeah. Why the pooping?
Oh, you got to do a lot of scat films, huh?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, not. Straight lesbian for me, man.
You're a lesbian?
Yep, I'm a lesbian.
All right.
When I was a kid, I wore this guy's army jacket, and his last name was Dyke, and I didn't know what it meant. I wore it to school, like, hey, Dyke. And I'm like, yeah.
When was this? When you were like a senior in high school?
No, yeah, I was a junior.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Now that we know your life story.
Yeah. Well, that's just a small part of it. I could fill up my whole voicemail with my life story.
You should make the laser voicemail box the
I'll make the audio blog. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You should.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my audio blog. Fuck typing, because I know I can't type that well.
Not you.
Yeah, right. White sword, you can't type that well? Really?
You know what? Yeah. Hey, I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah, I always thought he was just a bit special the first time he messaged me.
I am special. My mom said so. She said it's okay if I wear a helmet and don't let the kids make fun of me.
Yep.
Hey. I know my faults. I accept them.
Yeah, that you haven't mastered the,
the English language? Okay. Down to the language? That's fine. I can do that. Yeah.
You're the best guest so far, White Sword.
Thank you. I love being the best guest. Speaking of that, I have to go in another room because my mom's here.
Your mom doesn't want to be on the show?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is your sister home?
No, my sister's not home. She's at work. Wait, I want me to ask my mom to listen to me on the show?
Yeah, sure. Ask her.
Hey, Mom, do you want to be on Default Daily? Hold on. Do you want to be on Default Daily?
What's that?
It's a freaking thing. Phones and stuff.
The what?
About phones and stuff. No?
I know how she feels about her son.
Okay.
The porn
thing. Well, it's a radio show.
What do they want to know?
Well, my mom, what do you want to know?
We want to know all about you.
No, we can't talk to my mom about that.
Were you like when you were a kid?
No, I was in prison when I was a kid. What are you talking about?
In prison by the time you were 8.
Seriously, I was in locked in juvenile prison since I was about 13, man.
Damn.
I'm a hardcore criminal. West Side. That's why I can't spell is prison. You don't do school in prison.
What are you talking about? You said how you were in the library every day.
I was reading. I can read. I just can't spell.
Oh, okay. You can read, just can't write.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't talk about what company I work for.
I will talk about what company I work for. Verizon. I think they already know. I've told it like a million times.
Yeah, we do. We need more female guests on these shows.
Well, if my sister were home, she would get on here and talk. I think she talked to you before.
Yeah, I've talked to your sister before, Jeffrey.
Yep. Yes, I did clean the house. And I did the dishes, too. Close the door. I'm on the air.
Another episode of CCCC. Oh, wait.
Yeah, right.
This is just another episode of The Bridge.
No, that's what it is. We might, you know what? That's White Sword, you're a genius. You're a genius.
Oh, what's that?
Well, since I'm really, like, this has turned out to be a pain in the ass for me to do this every day, I'm just going to, like, without anybody knowing, with nobody's, you know, consent or knowledge, I'm just going to make The Bridge
Default Daily.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. Coming soon. Coming soon, everybody. So everybody out there listening, soon this show is going to start to really fucking suck.
Yeah.
So
all those people who wanted to be on but can't, now you'll be on.
You're
going to
be on. And you're never even going to know until the next day when you call it up.
All the people
who
didn't
want to
be on?
Yeah, if you didn't want to be on, it doesn't matter.
All sweet tones and everything.
Everything. Noah Watts, what everybody, anything anybody got to throw at us, we're going to put right on there.
Hey, you know what? This kind of answers our question. I would not say we need to find a way to...
Well, what the fuck happened? Why told you...
No, I'm still here.
Sound like he's drowned.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you were sleeping in quicksand or something.
No, that's just like what I was saying when I first heard the Mark Bonet stuff. We just need to find a way to record The Bridges. Now we have.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
This is going to be it.
But I guess I'm going to have to take back my saying then, you know.
What saying?
The only difference between them and us is that they knew what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. And that is, you know, that holds true even today. It's the first thing you said. You're like, wow, these old comps sound like, they sound just like ours, except for the fact they know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yep. But actually, you know, to tell you the truth, for this fucking Default Daily thing, I want to get more voicemail. I want people out there to tell me what they think we should do on this show, because I'm really just like, I'm running out of shit, man. I'm fucking running out. I never know whether it sucks or it's good, you know. Same thing with Default Radio. Half the time I'm like, ah, that episode sucked. And everybody's like, yo, that was the greatest episode. So I don't know, man. No idea. I need feedback. Email, fucking voicemail, fucking catch me on AIM, decoder 646, come to my fucking house, whatever.
Do that.
I just need feedback. Yeah, nobody's come to my house yet. I expect Ben Theory to, like, drop by one day.
Crazy Tennessee man shot.
Right.
Yeah, I'm coming by, don't worry.
No, my gun's under my bed. It doesn't matter.
That's okay. But you're that big black guy from the Green Mile, so you don't need a gun.
I'm not the big black guy from the Green Mile.
Yes, you are.
White, sir, you know, the funniest thing is you're the fucking big black guy from the Green Mile, but you're white.
Yep.
Oh, is it not Theory?
Oh, not Theory.
We're still doing Default Daily.
Oh.
And we got a special guest.
Oh, yeah?
Say hello to Voodoo Howl.
Oh. That's right. Say your name, bro.
I was a special guest, so I don't know.
I was trying to think of something really dumb to say, but I couldn't figure it out. So what's up? I don't know, nothing. We're just doing this show and it really sucks, as usual.
I believe it.
Yeah.
That just sucks. We learned that my mom doesn't want to be on the show.
Yeah, we were talking to White Thread's mother, fucking.
She's happy that I did the dishes.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm going to have to go copyright my voice blog thing so nobody steals it.
There's somebody doing it right now, probably.
I know, I'm telling you, man. Shit, I shouldn't have said it over here.
What are you talking about, bro? This right here is like my voice fucking blog.
Yeah, but that's not what you classify it as.
Yeah, but you know what? Just because I didn't call it that doesn't mean it isn't it.
It doesn't matter.
All right, well, you know what?
No, I've already got it on my address box.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, not theory. Since you're here, I gave out the other number. What's the number to your box that don't pass A&I?
914-595-0135, I think.
All right, so the number out there, everybody, 914-595-0135. That's the other number that I couldn't fucking think of before. And, you know what? I'm going to try to get some numbers to give out before, I don't know, we end this fucking thing. What do I got? Not much. Not fucking much.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, here's an exchange. Here's an area code in exchange, 207-271. I think the entire exchange is the American Roaming Network, so that's something I know Tron will be interested in. And yeah, that's about it. I don't think I have anything today. I don't really do much.
I need to give up my app and start scanning. I need to read your article, too.
What article?
When you told me to keep on reading about how to scan.
Well, yeah, you asked me, like, how to do it. I just fucking refer you to an article. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
What's a phone?
Yeah, what is a phone? You know what? I stole Strom Carlson's little thing on how to use a phone. The little picture. I thought that was great.
You stole it?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. Anybody got anything else to say before we end this thing abruptly?
Yeah, I decided I'm going to go to Death Con. Screw Hope.
Yeah, fuck you. Good. I don't want to see your dumb ass anyway.
Yeah. You know what? You'd fear for me.
Hope will be better without you.
Yeah,
I know. Cool, dude.
Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to get in the car for almost $500 just to go to Death Con.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, just taking a train and, you know, I'll just sleep on the fucking floor of the hotel. I don't care.
And then I need people there to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I tried to post a thing in DevCon thing, but I've already been banned from one post, so I decided.
Would you post to get banned from that forum?
I posted, "Hello, my name is White Sword," and then I got a reply. That's how people get banned, and I tried to re-log in, and it said you're banned.
It probably was all spelled wrong and shit.
No, it wasn't spelled wrong. The guy referred me to the rules. He goes, "You need to read the rules." I go, "I don't read rules." And he goes, "You need to do it." He goes, "At the very bottom of the rules."
I can't read.
Hooked on Default Daily didn't work for me, okay?
No, that's not the slogan.
Well, you know what, that's my slogan.
All right, anyway.
You know, but anyway, so at the very bottom is, do not post, "Hello, my name is such and such. You will be banned."
What, are they fucking retarded? What's the point of that?
He's all like, "We know everybody wants to know everybody, but you can't just waste up our space with hello posts."
Oh, no, that's a lot of space you're wasting up.
Terabytes down the toilet.
Yeah, right? That's like the fucking... They're going to lose their hosting now because of you.
Yeah. I like the fact that they lock it and then keep it on there. So they don't delete it. They just leave it on there.
To serve as an example to others.
Yep. Yeah.
Banned for being cordial and friendly.
If you keep doing that, you're going to crash the global interweb. Dude.
Yeah, you might. You fucking might.
Yeah.
Posting hello everywhere.
I might just have to do that. Sign up for every forum.
Hello, my name is White Sword.
Hello, my name is White Sword. Hello. Yep. Maybe I'll just flood with one guy's forum, the 551212 guy with hello money.
What are you talking about? That dude took his forums down.
Oh, did he?
Like 10 years ago when fucking, when Doug called him up.
Oh.
You didn't hear that story?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, dude. Doug went on that forum, and he fucking posted, like, a fucking, the voicemail connect number. If anybody doesn't know, you can go to voicemailconnect.ws, right? Well, first, I should give you the number. What is the number?
Talk to Vino.
Oh, shit.
Want me to call the operator and ask her?
No, it's 800-something-something-something-8686. I forgot. I think it's 800-324-8686 or 888-324-8686. I'm like, fucking having a brain fart here. I can't remember which one it is, but it's either 800 or 888-324-8686. And, it's an ANAC, but the special thing about that ANAC is that you can go to voicemailconnect.ws and log in as 888-32, yeah, it is 888. You could log in as 888-324-8686 with the password 9999, and you could view the call records of everybody who's called that number.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, so Doug forced fucking this that dude who ran that forum to call it, and then he called him up at like 4 in the morning. He told him to take his forum down or else he was going to kill him. And the next day it went down.
Wow.
Didn't fucking Dick Pickleson do that when they kept on calling the girl?
And what, have it go to there?
Yeah, he forwarded it to there.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of fun making people call that number. You're not Barry.
You.
Before the show is over, I want you to throw you this number. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Alright. Damn it. Foiled.
Dude, I'll freelay it with your fucking ANI. How do you like that?
Owned! Fucker. Alright, well, yeah, there's the
default. It's not like when Lucky had me call. Call this number. I can't call it. It was 911. It was a backdoor to 911.
Oh, I do that to everyone, man.
I was like, I'm calling my friend Mike. Well, you got 911. I didn't dial 911. I just hung up.
Yeah, but it like wasn't a local 911 too. It was like the 911 in like fucking Santa Rosa, California, or something.
Yeah, but it was. Yeah, I was fearing.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You were fearing.
I was
fearing in your boots.
Exactly.
Well, that's it. We gave out the default info. The default tip of the week is, or the tip of the day. I'm sorry, because this is fucking daily. Is 888-324-8686 is an ANAC, and you can log in at the website, voicemailconnect.ws, as that number, and then the password, default, 9999. And you're in, check call records, see who's called it, call those people back. Give them a big surprise. Be like, yo, stop calling the fucking ANAC, Disnatch, hang up. That's what I do.
Now,
every day, so I gain my enjoyment.
I'm going to flood it with your number, man, shit.
Phoned.
Phoned.
I've been telephoned. All right,
maybe I should send that to Sean Cox because he was showing me some shirt ideas he had.
Call that number.
No, I've been telephoned.
Yeah, telephoned. Well, that's it. We've been going way too long. People don't like sitting here listening to this. I know they don't. They don't call it anymore. People, leave fucking voicemail. If you're still listening to this, just don't leave a blank message. Don't hang up, like, right after it starts recording. Just leave a fucking message. Be like, yo, this is fucking Super Elite Ninja. And,
And tell them you like White Sword on the show and you want him every week.
Yeah, well, every day, since this is default.
Yeah, every day.
Daily. Telephonic. And you know what? That's it. White Sword, you got any shouts?
To myself.
Yeah, you always do that. Now you're banned from Default Daily.
I was going to give shouts to Voodoo Howe, but he's already on.
All right.
Hey, I give shouts to Voodoo Howe.
There you go.
Voodoo Howe, you the motherfucking man. You get this. Hear this. Thank Dog, the DVP, Hack and Flash, that guy that ran Old School Freak. I can't remember his name right now. That guy. Captain B, just don't go to his website. Majestic, I guess.
You guess?
And Tron,
hell yeah.
Should I play my Tron sound soundtrack? No, never mind.
No, that'll be in the Tron song coming soon,
okay.
The full version of the I Am Tron song.
Okay.
Voodoo Howe, you got any shouts for anyone?
Just to White Sword's mom.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Big shouts to White Sword's mom. And big shouts,
what you done there?
Big shouts to your sister too, White Sword, Jethreen.
Jethreen.
That's about it for me.
Not there. You got any shout?
Yeah, I got a shout out. You killed a 365.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Big shout to go to 365.
And I got a shout out to I Am Tron Song. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, there will be a full version coming soon. Doug is going to have it. It's going to be the full version. It's going to be like 85 minutes long.
It's going to be the Aphex Twin remix.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You're going to see it up.
Actually, I don't know if I... Oh, they did get saved. Okay. When I formatted, I thought I might have lost them.
Oh, you still got that shit? You better, because we need it for the Tron song. I am Tron.
Dog better call me so he can upload it to him.
Yeah, well, you know that, dude. I don't know. My shouts go to Tron, of course, because Tron is, like, one of the most loyal listeners of Default Radio and Default Daily. And Tron's a cool guy, so my shouts go to Tron and Majestic, even though, he's never around.
And Coder.
And Coder 365, big shouts. And, of course...
And Lacutus of Borg.
Yeah, shouts to Lacutus, even though he doesn't care about any of this.
Yeah.
And there was one other person I wanted to shout out. Yeah, shout out to that guy, Ray, 555-1234. If you're out there, that was us calling you. It's pretty funny.
Johnny Hacker.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Hacker. Hell yeah.
Prism Sister.
Yeah, Prism Sister. You can catch her on AIM. Prism's sister. My name.
And Sand Nigger. Don't forget about Sand.
I haven't talked to him for 25 years, man. Where is that dude?
I just talked to him a couple days ago.
Tell him to get on the 508.
I will. He does. He's usually a lurker.
Why doesn't he talk, man? Whatever. You know, I don't want to get into it. That's it. This has been Default Daily, another fine installment for this date in... I'm just like losing it.
Telephonic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to say this date in telephony.
Dual Parallel, that's his name.
There you go. Good job, White Sword. We're proud of you. That's it. We're out of here. Default fucking Daily. Listen tomorrow on this new number, 206-736-1234. We got the vanity, so commit that to memory. Later.
Yeah, bye.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.